Thank you, Loretta. I was reading a devotional on August 31st. I've shared with you before that I used to use the Upper Room, which was a great devotional, but in recent days I've been using the Daily Bread because it was a devotional my dad used, and I, when mail was forwarded to me, so was the Daily Bread. And so I've used that as my devotional, kind of a connection with my dad before, after he went home to be with the Lord. And on August 31st, this devotional was talking about something I found interesting and thought I wanted to share it with you at some point, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. I titled the message, "Ignorance is not bliss, but sometimes neither is knowledge." In this devotional on August 31st of this year, there was a gentleman by the name of Zach and his friends that went on a rafting trip. They were gone for 25 days, and when they came to the end of the rafting trip and brought their raft on shore and were talking with someone on shore, they discovered the news that COVID-19 had hit our country. And that the country at that point in time was pretty much at a standstill. Zach and his friends looked at each other and thought, you know, I think I'd rather go back on the river and raft for a few more days. Because here on the river, none of this news was known to them, and they were living life as if it was great and awesome and it's good to be out here. But when they hit the shore and discovered the news, it wasn't a blissful thing anymore. Something was going on. I think about that, and then I think about how, in a way, it was so wonderful to be a kid. Because when I was a little kid, I was, in a sense, innocent and ignorant of what was going on. Wouldn't you agree? For the most part, as little kids, it's like the things that are going on in the world today, our parents would kind of keep you a little bit kind of out of the loop on a lot of that stuff. Although I do remember when Kennedy was assassinated and I was just a little kid, I knew something was wrong. I knew something was wrong. Didn't know exactly what was wrong, but I knew something was wrong. For the most part, our parents, as we go through a lot of the life stuff that goes on, our parents do the best they can, especially at such a young age, to keep us a little bit innocent and ignorant about what's going on. So I look back at my childhood and say, you know, it's appealing at times. It's appealing at times. If I went back to my childhood, maybe not for all of you. Some of you had perhaps a very rough childhood, and I get that. For me, it wasn't. I think, boy, it would have been nice to go back then when I didn't have to see what's going on in the world and kind of bear that burden as a parent, thinking, you know, my kids at some point and what they're going to go through and their kids and what they're going to go through and think of all those things. Boy, it was appealing to think about going back to just being a kid. The burdens are much lighter as a kid. The kids don't know the violence and racism and cancer and world events that we all have to deal with. The pitfalls they go through typically are things that we can kind of get them out of. They're different than the pitfalls that sometimes we find ourselves in as we become older and we understand more and we have knowledge of what is going on. But you know, with all that innocence and all that ignorance, the pitfalls sometimes can become much deeper. With all that innocence and all that ignorance, that innocence can lure us sometimes into danger if we don't have the knowledge to know what we ought to do. You see, that's where growing up comes into play. That's when, as we get older and more mature, we realize we have to start making decisions ourselves. We have to start thinking through these things ourselves. But oh, it would be so nice at times if I could just go back to being a little kid. The text in Ecclesiastes tells us something about knowledge. And I think it's stating what I'm actually sharing with you this morning, that knowledge can be a heavy burden. You see, the author of Ecclesiastes, we suppose, is probably Solomon, based on this verse that I'm going to share with you, verse 12 of chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes. Says, I, the teacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, the assumption being this was probably Solomon. I devoted myself to study, to exploring myself. I devoted myself to exploring wisdom. And he looked, he says, everything that was done under heaven, what a heavy burden God has laid upon us. When you think about it, sometimes as an adult, it becomes kind of a heavy burden when you know all the things you know and the decisions that you have to make and the things that you have to do and the stuff you have to deal with. There's a little kid, they never have to deal with it. I never ever knew in my life if my parents ever had a financial struggle. Perhaps there were times in which they were, you know, thinking about this or that, but I never knew. I was innocent. I was ignorant. But as the author of Ecclesiastes tells us, when I pursued study and wisdom and all these things, and I saw what was going on under heaven, what was going on here on this earth, and I began to realize what a burden it is. I've seen all these things that are done under the sun, and all of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Now, you understand the author here is sharing something with us and is actually not including in this scenario at this point the fact that there is someone who can make sense out of all of this. God Himself. But knowledge can be such a heavy burden, he says. Think, if you would, and I shared this with you a little bit last week, think, if you would, about Jesus and the knowledge He had. Even perhaps as a 12-year-old there in the temple, that He was put here on earth, God come in human flesh for a purpose. And I believe that even at 12 years old, He knew what His purpose was. Even if He didn't quite yet know fully what His purpose was, there's no doubt Jesus knew in his early adult years that He had a purpose to fulfill. You know, we think Jesus is like, okay, the week before He died, it's like, oops, all of a sudden things are going south and I'm going to have to give my life. No. In fact, we know about that anyway because we're reading the Gospels. He's telling His disciples, I'm going to have to die. Before it happened, before that week, previous to that, He was telling them, you know, I'm going to have to die. But He also told them the rest of the story like Paul Harvey used to do. I'm going to raise from the dead too. But He told them what He was going to do. And I'm thinking that knowledge that Jesus had about the future that He was going to have. Now see, you and I don't have that kind of knowledge. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next year or in a decade from now. I don't know what's going to happen. But Jesus, I think, knew what was going to happen. I mean, with all that, think about Ecclesiastes 1 here now with Jesus. With that knowledge, what a heavy burden Jesus must have been bearing. But you see, what Jesus knew when He was going through what He was going through is that His Heavenly Father was with Him through that whole thing. And so that knowledge that He had of what was going to happen, God was with Him and God was strengthening Him each and every day. When He was going into the wilderness, God was there with Him in the wilderness when He was being tempted by the devil. When Jesus was before Pilate and before the Sanhedrin, and He was before all of these people that were pushing Him towards what He knew was His ultimate end, God was with Him. And with all that knowledge, He still knew God was with Him and God was going to guide Him and direct Him through everything that was going to take place. With all that being said, it's still true that with more knowledge, sometimes it can be a heavy burden. Oh, that burden will be lifted one day. Part of me is so jealous of those who have already gone home before me. When I think of my mom and my dad, they aren't burdened by anything here. they're living in eternal bliss. I envy that. Yet, I am here and you are here like Jesus was here. And Jesus had a purpose while he was here on this earth. And we know to some degree what's going on in the world today. We have that knowledge. What do we do with it? What do we do with that heavy burden that we've been given? Because, you know, ignorance sometimes seems blissful, but it really isn't, because ignorance of that eventually meets something that you should know about. Knowledge isn't always blissful either. Think about the author of life. I've already alluded to this in the message this morning, but think of the author of life in John 1. When John is sharing with us these words about the one who came, who he says was in the beginning. And I want you to understand this morning, folks. If you don't understand the theology of who Jesus is, Jesus didn't come into being on Christmas Day. Jesus was with God in the beginning. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt all among us. Just so we know, who is he talking about when he's talking about the Word was Jesus Christ. And this one who came then, Jesus Christ, from the beginning. So he knew the plan of God from the beginning, because he was with God. He was the three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And in Genesis it says the Spirit hovered back in the beginning too. The three in one. I can't explain it to you in a way that's sufficient for you to understand. But I believe in the triune Godhead. Through him, that is the Word, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, but the darkness is not understood. You see, Jesus had a lot of knowledge. He knew all. He created all. In him is life. Now I find this phrase interesting. In him is life, and that life is the light of men. Who gives us really life itself? It's God. It's Jesus. It's the Holy Spirit. That life. It's the light of men. If you want to be alive, we're alive in Christ. If you don't want to be alive, then you don't have a life in Christ. And that light shines into the darkness. Ignorance is in the darkness, you see. Because see, in the darkness, you can't see what's going on, right? When it's dark, you can't see what's really going on. You may be told what's going on, but you really can't see what's going on. And the one who is light, and the one who is life, shines his light into the darkness so that ignorance is exposed. And at the same time, knowledge is as well. Because you see, knowledge in darkness lacks discernment. Therefore, it's not true knowledge. But when the light shines, Christ being our light, then he also reveals to us true knowledge. And even though it may be heavy to bear at times, sometimes as a pastor, I don't want to know. You ever been that way? Just don't tell me. I don't want to know. You ever been in those boats? Everybody's been in that boat from time to time. I just don't want to know. And sometimes you just don't want to know. It's easier just not to know. But when we know and we are in Christ, then he also gives us wisdom to navigate whatever it is that we have to get through. The light shows us things sometimes we maybe didn't want to see. It makes us responsible to share the truth. Like the rafting buddies who were told the truth. The truth is, it's a different world today than it was 25 days ago when you started on your rafting trip. And knowing also carries responsibility. We as the church need to accept it. We need to share it. We need to live into it. What we know, we need to share with others. Because knowledge exposes what isn't right. That might be uncomfortable, but it's necessary. And so, I want to encourage you and me this morning to recognize that ignorance is not bliss. Might be for a moment and for a little season. But ignorance eventually faces truth. And then what do we do with it? And likewise, knowledge as well isn't always bliss. But it's good to know. And it's good to know what we know in Christ. Because that kind of knowledge ultimately takes us to bliss. You hear me? That knowledge ultimately takes us to bliss. It may not be in this life, but I guarantee you, it'll take us to bliss. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. God, we thank you and praise you for your word. For in your word, we receive knowledge. Knowledge of the truth. For in your word, the light exposes darkness. And when we know it, we see it. When we are in Christ, we take that knowledge. And we live it and we share it so that others who are ignorant, others who are in the dark can know when that light shines and those things we see in the darkness are not right, they're not correct. That knowledge in Christ is given to us. Although it may be heavy, it may hit us wrong. It may convict us. It may do things we don't want it to do. But in the end, that knowledge brings us closer to you, the all-wise one. And it will ultimately, even if it's not bliss in this life, it will ultimately lead us to bliss. And for that, we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.